I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah.
This coming Monday is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Martin's, Dr. King's birthday is the 15th, this coming Friday, but we celebrate with the day on Monday. And lots taking place in Lorain County. Elyria has a lot. They've been spearheading it for many years. And to talk about that is Dr. LaTanya Connolly with the Elyria Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission. Good morning, LaTanya.
Good morning, sir.
So I see that you're in, this is the 30th year. This is a sort of a special year for the commission.
Yes, it is. It's marking the national holiday that was established in honor of Dr. King. So we are celebrating the 30th year, and for myself as chairperson, this is my 25th year.
Well, there's lots of things that go on, not only in Elyria, but around the county, and not just on Monday, but I guess things sort of started even earlier this week, but even today there's things going on.
Yes, we had a first activity on Monday, and today being the 13th, we do have a program sponsored by the Elyria Public Library. It's called Peace, What It Means to Us, and the participants will create a symbol of peace using Dr. King's own words, and that's going to be at the Elyria Public Library South Branch at 1215 Middle Avenue. That's going to be from 3:30 today until 4:45. Starting on Saturday, which is the 37th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Festival, again, this is going to be sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio, and they'll have their program at the Elyria Public Library West River Branch, which is located at 1194 West River Road North. That's going to begin at 11 a.m., and people there will be a part of presentations, songs, dancing, and other readings about Dr. King's civil rights movement. On Saturday, also in the evening, we will have the 4th Annual Youth King Day Celebration. That's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church here in Elyria at 632 West River Road North. And so we invite everyone to come out to that program. On Sunday, we move over to Lorain, where the city of Lorain will have their NAACP will have their King Celebration at 3:30. That's going to be at the Greater St. Matthew's AME Church, 1909 West 24th Street, Lorain, where the guest speaker will be the pastor of that church, Pastor Eric Jackson. So we want people to support the Lorain NAACP in their annual program. The city itself will have a commemorative march beginning at Lorain City Hall at 6:30. And then they will move over to Greater Victory Christian Ministries, which is very close, at 559 Reed Avenue. That evening program starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday. The keynote speaker is Minister Thomas Bowen, who is coming in from Washington, D.C. Music will be provided by the Lorain County Mass Choir. And at this program, they will be honoring Lorain County School superintendents and educators. So we do hope that people that are in the Lorain area will support that program. And Monday is the main day of service honoring Dr. King. This year, our theme is, Where is the Dream Now? In Chaos or Community? And we've taken this as an excerpt from Dr. King's speech and book of Where Do We Go From Here in Chaos or Community? The annual commemorative march will begin in Ely Square, which will walk to Elyria High School. That starts at 10:30, and we will have police escort. The program, again, will be at 11 a.m. in the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center, and that's at 601 Middle Avenue, Elyria. The keynote address will be brought to us by Pastor Gwendolyn Gilmore. She's also a pastor of Full Gospel Faith Fellowship Church, as well as the president of the Elyria Ministerial Alliance. Following the main program, we will have our annual King Holiday Education and Information Fair, which will be at 12:30, and that'll be in the Performing Arts Center lobby. We have the annual Soul Food Dinner, which is going to be back at Marcel Hall, 117 Overland Road, Elyria. The cost is $10 for adults and $8 for youth under 12, And again, that's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can dine in or carry out. The Elyria Parks and Recreation Department is having an MLK Open Skate Day. This is going to be at their North Park Arena, which is located at 901 Duffy Street, Elyria. That's from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The cost is $3 for admission and a $3 skate rental if you needed skates. In Overland, they will have their annual Overland Rededication to the Dream. This is going to be in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park at 12:15 in the afternoon, and that's at the corner of South Pleasant and Vine Streets there in Overland. This is their traditional memorial service consisting of shared readings and songs. Because the holiday a few years ago changed to be a day of service, we had a theme at one time saying it's a day on, not a day off. We know people take it as a holiday and don't do much. But United Way has developed two service projects that they would like the community to get involved in. One is going to be called Raise the Roof at Children's Developmental Center in Amherst from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., where volunteers will replace ceiling tiles to complete other handy projects in two hallways there. And the supplies will be provided, as well as another program here in Elyria. It's entitled Read with a Child at Ready, Set, Go to Kindergarten. That's going to be at the Dewhurst site in Elyria from 3 to 4:30. And anyone who would like to participate do need to pre-register. And they can call 440-277-6530, and that would be going to the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Now, going back to Lorain, the Lorain Public Schools, the Lorain Public Library System have a number of activities in all of their local branches, and the first one is going to be entitled Toddler Time, I Dream. And it's going to be at their DeMoncus branch, and that's at 11 a.m. At 1 o'clock, they're going to have a showing of the PBS documentary For Love of Liberty. That's going to be at the main library, which is in downtown Lorain at 351 West 6th Street. Then in the evening, they're going to have a King celebration with the Body of Christ Choir at the South Branch, which is located at 2121 Homewood Drive in Lorain, and that's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And then their final program is called Visions of History, and it's going to be stories to celebrate Dr. King back at the DeMoncus branch, which is at 4125 East Lake Road, Sheffield Lake, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And again, most of these do require pre-registration. Also capping off on Monday is a Cry for Universal Justice. This is going to be sponsored by the Interfaith Ministries of Lorain County and the International Urban Peace, Justice, and Empowerment Coalition of Lorain County. They're having the program at the Lorain Public Library South Branch, which is, again, 2121 Homewood Avenue. And, again, there they're inviting all of the people, all of the residents in the county to come out to celebrate with them in this Cry for Universal Justice. Our finding programs are going to be on Wednesday, which is the January 20th, the 37th Annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Workshop, sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. And it's going to be at 142 Cleveland Street, 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 20th. And the final program is sponsored by the Lorain County Community College Student Life. Their program is also a service project, and it's called Hunger Attack, Meal Packaging Service Project for MLK Day. And this is at 1005 North Abbey Road. This is at Lorain County Community College in the College Center Commons, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and this project, well, they'll be packing over 6,000 meals to be donated to Lorain County Community College's Commodore Cupboard and other local agencies. So as you can see, there's much to do all around the county, and we do hope, as we join the entire world in celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that Lorain County come out and support all of these activities, or as many as they can. And the reason why we picked the theme is the dream in chaos or community, because there's much happening, but we know here in Lorain County, we're standing up for community because the dream still relies with us.
There always seems to be something in Dr. King's words, no matter what is happening in the world, that fit, no matter how they can use throughout the many years you've done different programs, highlighting things that are happening in the world and how Dr. King's words kind of reflect on that and maybe even give us a little bit of an answer to some of this.
Well, that's my question to society, is where is the dream now? We sometimes look, we're making one step forward, and then we'll see things happening, and we'll see ourselves going 10 steps back. But during the commemorative march on Monday, I am asking that people come out with signs of peace and justice and equality and love over hate. We would just like to have a march, a commemorative celebration where we're demonstrating we believe in the right things. We believe in Dr. King's life, work, and teachings, and we're still holding up the banner. So we're asking the community, if you have an organization or an individual, have a banner, a poster, a sign, come and join us on Monday at 10:30 as we march for peace.
We always talk in the past, too, of people who have lived through the civil rights in the 60s, maybe even marched with Dr. King, had more of a personal, you know, a connection. As the generations move on, are you still seeing people fill the voids left? What do you see related to people volunteering for the commission or coming out or these different programs? Who attends those type of things?
We're starting to get more, and I'm happy to say with the young people, this year we're going to be recognizing 9 students for their acts of kindness. And the kids had to write about why they do what they do and how their particular acts of kindness, whether it's at school, whether it's in the home, or whether it's in the community, how does that relate to Dr. King's life? And I have to say that I am just overjoyed with how the kids responded. We had 60 teachers to nominate students between 4th grade and 12th. And then the kids had to write why did they think they were nominated. And it's just phenomenal to see how they express themselves, how they believe in fairness and kindness and doing right by one another. So we see it passing down. We just have to keep the message out there.
Well, Tanya, if I remember correctly, I think last year we talked about you were putting together a bus tour of very special civil rights sites. Did that ever happen, and if so, are you planning anything else like that?
We did, sir. We went to 5 different states. We attended 16 of the most historical civil rights locations in the country. That was March 29th. It was a 5-day journey. We had 47 passengers here from Lorain County to go, including 5 students, which were between 11 and 17 years old. So we had a wonderful time. We have some pictures that we'll be showing during the King celebration on Monday, but it was absolutely wonderful. We are planning to do it in 2017.
So obviously it did its job of providing people a historical perspective, but seeing it in real life. Sometimes you see pictures in black and white, and it seems so far in the past. Obviously with your new pictures, you'll see things as they are in 2015, 2016, and it gives the people a realization that this is happening now. There's things that still need to be done, and Dr. King's work is not complete, and it's up to us, I guess, to continue on with his dream.
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Dr. Latanya Connolly with the Elyria Holiday Martin Luther King Commission, thanks for giving us a little insight on what's happening, and I'll get all the information you have, and I'm going to post it on some of our website as well so people can get some of the details. As well, many of the libraries in Elyria and Lorain, as well as Oberlin, have information on that, as well as the city of Elyria.
Thank you so much.
Latanya, have a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Appreciate
Thank
your time.
You.
Thank you.